is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Jesus Christ is the real champ, and the real truth. There are no lies living in here. Nothing but pure truth coming from God. This is Pure Truth Session with your host, Lady Ty.
What's up? It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, here with another amazing Pure Truth Session. I'm so excited to hear from you today. Well, are you excited to hear from me? Well, the same thing. I'm excited that you're here. I'm happy that you're tuned in, and I celebrate you today. If you remember correctly, last week's message, we shared the pure truth about holidays, and we used Madonna's song as our anthem, and we talked about making every day a holiday. Normally, holidays are separate days set apart that people gather together and celebrate. But we decided that we was going to celebrate the gift of life daily on this earth. So we was going to make every day special. How? By being our best, being our greatest, choosing to grow, healing the world, making the world a better place. Why? Healing the world by healing ourselves. That's right. We're starting with who? The man in the mirror. So before we get started in this amazing message, I would like to start off giving a shout out to the creator, the one and only. Come on. Shout out to the G, to the O, to the D. Come on. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for today. Thank you for the opportunity to speak, to share, to continue on the legacy, to continue on being great and greater. So today I pray that we were here with great expectation. I pray for a great deliverance to hit households today. I pray for a great light, a great revelation to shine. So I ask you to have your way, God, today. Do something supernatural only that you can do. I ask you for every person that is listening, that you will bless their households, that you will cover them, that they will feel a sense of comfort and peace, and that they would know that you are real. I'm asking God that the faith, the extreme faith that I have, be imparted and shared amongst all of those who would dare to tune into this podcast or listen to this radio show. I'm asking that 3.8 million plus people, Father, begin to encounter you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, guys. It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great. And many of you know I am what we call holy hood. And what does that mean? The hood people think I'm too holy now. And the holy people think I'm way too hood. So for me, I've got no place to sit. No place to sit. What does that mean? Oh, don't be sad. It just means I'm a trailblazer. It means that I know and understand that I'm not called to everybody, but I am called to some. So what I do is I help people operate in their greater. And this radio show, this platform, this here that you're tuning in on to, this is to help you move in pure truth. You may hear us talking about topics that many people don't want to touch or talk about. And even today, I'm going to touch on the topic of a double agent. And we can just touch on it right now. Double agent. What is a double agent? An agent who pretends to act as a spy for one country or organization while in fact acting on the behalf of an enemy. A suspected double agent, right? So many of you growing up, did you watch Scooby-Doo? Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We got some work to do now. Well, if you watched Scooby-Doo, then you would know that they always had to solve a mystery. And they always had to figure something out. But also many of you, this is Resilient Christian Radio. So if you read the Bible in Matthew 7:15, you also know that it says, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are raving wolves. Okay. So our message today, this message, I knew I had to get it out. I just wasn't sure how I was going to go about it. Actually, I recorded a message already for this show, and that message did not take. I was waiting for it to load. It said it couldn't be found. And I just want to speak to you about the timing of God, the purpose of God. When he needs you to do something, When he needs you to do something, you have to do what he needs you to do. And so many distractions will try to come into place, but don't let anything distract you from what you have to do. So this is the second time I'm trying to do this message, and a distraction is trying to rise up again. But I'm going to press past it, and there's going to be no noise in my background. There's going to be no opening the doors. None of that stuff is going to take place. I'm going to get through this message with great clarity. So I thank you all so much for your prayers, but I want you to also realize that this happens in your life too. When you're on the road to destiny, when you have to do something for the Lord, distractions will try to arise from every angle, but distractions are going to do what they do. So now my question to you is, what are you designed to do? You are designed to be greater. So now it's time for you to get back to the greater. Get back to the pure you. Get back to the pure truth. Get back to the purpose you. You know what I'm saying? The truth of your purpose. Rise above it. Even before this, I was like, man, maybe I'll just let another message play for today. And the answer is that is incorrect. God has something that he's trying to say. He wants to speak about the double agents. He wants to speak about perfection. He wants to speak about wisdom. And I have something that I need to share in this timing. So what is it that you need to do that you have not yet done in the timing of God? Now, many people, this wasn't explained to me, like when the anointing comes up on you and how you get in this flow. So for me, I don't know how it is for everybody, but for me, there's just an encouragement, a wave. There's just a flow that I go in, and it's the flow of God. So when I miss that flow, or when I'm not in that flow, I would be in myself. And that's, I don't want to be giving you a message in myself. And so I need the encouragement of God. I need the backing of the Holy Spirit. I need heaven on my side when I'm speaking to you guys. So I'm super excited to say I feel that push, I feel that urge, but it took a minute. You know what I'm saying? Because I was discouraged after I recorded a message and it didn't take. And I felt like I gave it all I had, 25 minutes of me going in and going off. And it's just not anywhere. I mean, the record, where did it go? But what I can't do is I can't dwell on the past. Only thing I know is whatever it seems like I lost, God is going to give me back double. So I need you to get that into your mind. So today, let's talk about the pure truth. The pure truth about perfection, right? Remember, we begin last week talking about celebrating a holiday, celebrating every day. It's important that we celebrate with an attitude of gratitude. If you wake up with an attitude of gratitude, things may not be perfect, but they could be worse. Come on. Your leg may be hurting, but there's somebody in a wheelchair with amputated legs. Come on. Respect what you do have so you can get the life that you want, right? By creating it, by speaking it. Remember, power is in the tongue. Life and death lies in your tongue. If you begin to complain and murmur, some of us are in positions and places we are now because we still complained about the situation. I want to let you know today that you are amazing. You have so much to give this earth. Don't disqualify you. And stop feeling sorry for yourself. Come on, listening to the wrong voices, the wrong thing. Even when people give you a compliment on your clothes or your hair, you begin to point out the negative things. Let's change our mindset. Let's speak life even over ourselves. So it is so important, Pure Truth listeners, that you renew your mind daily. And that you think on whatever is true and noble. Come on, we know the Bible. We know scriptures. Maybe some do, maybe some don't. But you quote stuff that you don't live. Now it's time for us to get in action and live it, okay? The pure truth about you is that you are not perfect, but the perfect one lives in you. Now repeat after me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. Now that greatness on the inside of you can help you overcome anything. God's grace is sufficient. Even when you feel weak, you can call on the Lord. These are the truths that I need you to hold on to. Even if you're at work and people get on your nerves, even if your kids are going buck wild, whatever, your spouse, whatever is taking place, God is greater than that. Now I want to say to you, I need you to get in position. You may be saying, well, what are you talking about, Ty? Get in position for what? No, you're not called to do what I'm called to do. You're called to do what you're called to do. You may have a book that you need to do, a painting you need to release. You may have a talk show, a movie. You may have blankets that you need to start, a cooking company, a bakery. I don't know, but we all have something to share with the earth. So many of you are on pause and you're not starting because you're listening to professionals. Professional who? I want to take you to David. David, who was going to be crowned king. When the prophet came to find who was going to be anointed the next king, he thought it was all these other people that looked a certain way. Their outer was like a perfection or something. God looks at the heart. It was none of those people. The prophet who knew God, who was God's friend, he used his own judgment. What I want to say to you, this is a time where now God is causing for you to recognize things by his fruit, right? And to even pray and ask God what he is saying, what he is seeking, what he is doing. Remember that scripture? You will know them by their fruits. Okay, listen, what do you think that means? That's all in the same family of what we were reading earlier. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from a thorn bushel or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits, you will know them. Amen. So God is even saying right here, even in this message, if it's not good, cut it down and throw it into the fire. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, get rid of those things that are not good. Get rid of those thoughts that are not good. And even when you're thinking of people, you know what I'm saying? Get them out of your life. Unless they're designed to be your Judas. Otherwise, there's only one Judas. You don't need several, okay? But the point of this message today is you are not perfect. Stop trying to be perfect. Continue to aim for greatness. Continue to call on the Christ-likeness. Continue to seek out things that will help you transform and change. What am I saying? You may be saying, well, I'm trying to do good, like Paul. He says, every time I try to do good, I do bad. I don't understand. So the thing is, now you have to try something different. Do you have the heart of God? Do you have the mindset of Christ? You may claim the mindset, but how can you get the mindset when you have your own personality, right? In order to adjust or look at your personality, you need to be doing something like a discipleship training that helps break down the personality and helps us understand and know why we think the way that we do. Don't worry, guys. Pure Truth Session is going to bring Master Life to you on here, and we'll be sharing how to get the disciples' personality, not our personality that we were born and raised in. We will learn how to pull down strongholds on here. We will learn how to go forward. We will learn how to spend time with the Master, how to live in the Word, how to pray in faith, how to fellowship with others, and how to witness to the world and minister to others. So I'm super excited for what God is about to do, and I am grateful that this Pure Truth Session is going to help reveal some things. What does God want you to do? He wants you to be able to discern and know. He wants you to connect in with him so he can tell you the truth about some things. So the pure truth about us is what? What did we discover? We're not perfect, but the perfect one lives in us. That does not mean that we stop aiming for perfection. We don't use it as an excuse. Oh, I'm not perfect. We mature and we allow God to get the glory out of our life. If I waited before I wrote my book to make it perfect, to get the excellent editing and all of these wonderful things done, to have it polished and looking terrific how everybody wants it to look, I would have never had a book yet. I wrote my book for people who really struggle with reading. Okay, and you may say, well, that doesn't mean it had to be like that. Listen to what I'm saying. When people who might not necessarily read at all pick up my book and they finish it, in the same day, when it keeps their interest and they went page from page from page, I've done my part. We've already got a Shakespeare. We've already got people with excellent grammar and all of that stuff. That's terrific. And I'm not saying, you know, do something halfway. But I did what I could do. I put it out, I published it, and I obeyed. Because I am speaking to a people, telling them to use what they have. At the time, and I didn't have the funding for an editor. There was no publishing company coming chasing me down. Do you understand? So I self-published. I got it done. Now, I released something in the earth. Now, the person that is waiting right now to release their book, but they're waiting in for perfection. Now, I'm not saying I won't go back and do a special edition and have it all dolled up. But everything I'm doing is for God's glory. And God gets glory in obedience, not in the structure and the order of man. What is wise to men is not the wisdom of God. You understand? A man may be wise in his own ways. I'm going to go pull up that scripture for you guys, because I think that that's neat. Let me go. But what I want to share with you, we are on here. God looks at our heart. So my heart, I did not want to release that book, Daddy Issues. Why? Because I still had issues. But God healed me during the process of releasing that book and showed me how to put prayers in the end of that book to help others heal. That it wouldn't just open wounds on people that would just continue to hurt them. You know? And so now going forward, I just want to share with you that our identity is revealed when we get healed. Sometimes you have to deal with things. So just write it out. But just know that God gets the glory when people see us immature and then mature. Now, if you wait till you get perfect to start speaking, if you wait till you get perfect to get all the way saved, then OK, we're not getting perfected until Christ comes. So don't wait till that, because the whole earth is supposed to be filled with God's glory, meaning you, your life being the way it is right now, God's going to get the glory out of it by next year. Somebody's going to say, I remember when she didn't have this. I remember when things were like that. How did she get through it? God's glory. You got through it because he placed his glory on the inside of you. You are a glory carrier. So I just want to let you know that this Pure Truth session is trying to get to the pure truth of who you were before you experienced pain, hurt, lies. You know what I'm saying? You were laughter. You were joy. So let's go back there. Let's go back to being happy. That's why God says, come to me as little children. Children have an argument with their brother and sister and forget all about it the next couple minutes because they want to play again. They don't know how to hold grudges. See, we gained those habits as we grew older. So this is what I'm saying to you. Think on what is noble, what is true. And the truth is, you are joy. Allow the joy of the Lord today to be your strength. I just release supernatural joy on here. The world doesn't give you joy. Your spouse can't give you joy. Your kids can't get. Come on. God giving you supernatural joy right now. Receive it. Receive it. It's so important for you to move and do things in the timing of God. I had to release this message today, right? Because you have to move. There are seasons. You have to be organized. You're not wearing winter clothes in the summer. This is how we get clarity. When things are cluttered up and jumbled up, there's no clarity. I'm talking to me. I need to clean up in my room. Okay? There's no clarity. So let's begin to be clear by let's start with cleaning up. What can we put our hands on in our homes, our dresser, make a space, you know, start at one space at a time. Do it. You can do it. But I need you to know that you can speak. You can do a Facebook Live. You can do a podcast. You can write a book. You can do it. Don't try to be perfect. Just try to obey and do it. What if Paul didn't obey and didn't write any letters to any church? He could have just stayed about his business. What if he didn't even write the Bible? We wouldn't have certain things to go by. You don't know who you are to this earth. So I'm excited that I know I'm Lady Tyler Great. What does that mean? That means God's going to make my name great. I teach other people how to operate in their greater with no excuses. I teach people how to be greater in business, in their personal life, and in their spiritual life. Business-wise, operation greater. I teach them how to do the breakdown. It doesn't matter what business you have. This message can be addressed for all businesses. And this is something that I give out for free. I do seminars. I can come to your city, your state, your country. Fly me in. I got you. I also have the teachings on YouTube. Go to my YouTube channel and subscribe. Lady Ty the Great. L-A-D-Y-T-Y-T-H-E-G-R-E-A-T. right? That's on YouTube. You can learn all about how to do those things. I'm not charging you because God didn't charge me. He paid the price. So I need you to now to begin to finish what you start. I'm a disciple that's making disciples. I'm not here on my own personal mission. I'm here doing the Great Commission. I'm here doing God's work. And so I help people learn how to have a lifelong, how to develop a lifelong obedient relationship with Christ. Am I the perfect facilitator or teacher? No. But I am one who I was trained. I went through a discipleship program. So now I'm qualified to raise up other disciples. Okay? And I want to raise you up so you can be qualified to raise up other disciples, because it's all about the Great Commission. We have to go out and spread the gospel. And so I'm excited. I needed you to press in. I need you to keep going. I need you to not be distracted. I need you to remember that you can't quit. You can't give up. You are needed. You are necessary. Why? Because there are many. Come on, we already read it in Matthew 7, verse 15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are like ravenous wolves. What does that mean? They come to you in sheep clothing. They're in the outfit. They looking like they're the part. They're in the places. They're in the churches. And not just that, in people's organizations, even when you watch watching movies, even when you watch the Men in Black that just came out, whatever, there's always an enemy on the inside. So today I'm praying for deliverance for you. Whatever your enemy, it could be procrastination, is on your inside. And right now for the body of Christ, there are enemies on the inside of churches. The non-believers, the harvest is not coming to the church house. God is going to get the glory. Come on, when Mary and Martha meet, then the dead will arise. What does that mean? When the worker and the worshiper meet. Nowadays, you got churches that's all about the works. Then you got some that's all about the worship. We need it to blend. This is how we would get the attention. We need to have fruit. We need to display. We need to be moving in miracle signs and wonders out of the four walls. And I'm congratulations and kudos and hats off to everybody that is doing that. But for those of you that are not, I pray a wake-up call. We're praying for leaders today. We're praying for the dope boys, the drug dealers, the strippers, the harvest. Harvest, we would like to publicly apologize and repent. This is an hour that the church needs to repent, because the church has got selfish and done so many things and raising up so many men in their own thing, but not raising up people in discipleship. Jesus said, make disciples, not members. We can have a church, but even when you go to Acts chapter 2, it teaches you what? That the leaders in the church gave, everybody in the church gave to the people, that the people wouldn't have a need. If you have a church and you got more than one car, I'm talking to you, pastors, leaders, teachers, apostles, prophets, bishops, whatever. You got more than one car and there's somebody in your congregation that need a light bill paid. You are not the church that God was building. My Bible tells me, in fact, I'll go to it. It tells me that they all gave, everyone gave, so that no one had a need. Acts chapter 2, verses 44. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had a need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple's courts, and they broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts. So we got to get back to the point of glad and sincere hearts. I'm super excited for what God is doing. I'm not trying to beat up on the church. I'm not trying to beat up on leaders, but I'm letting you know that it is a time. I have to warn. That's what John the Baptist did. He warned. I have to keep hollering out the same thing. You think I don't get tired of repeating myself about the same thing? I understand why Jonah went the other way, because Jonah was like, man, God, these people are not going to listen. And I know what you're going to do. You're going to forgive them and love them anyway. So do I got a little Jonah in me? Sure. Don't judge Jonah. Okay. Because you don't know Jonah's journey. You know what you read. happened, but you don't know the full story. So I'm telling you, as a full story person who's never ever let her fire go out, I witnessed people in the body of Christ blowing my fire out, but my fire could never get blown out. I am still with God. I still love God. God, in fact, elevated me in a different way and blessed me with this 3.8 million listeners to hear the truth that people try to shut up. God only tries to correct things in his house. Why? Because it's like a sinking boat. A hole gets drilled in the boat. God is saying, hey, I'm going to send somebody that's not in your boat. I'm going to send them to your boat to show you, hey, this is where the hole is. If you plug this in, we won't drown. They won't drown. So I'm excited to say, am I perfect? No. But am I obedient? Yes. Am I faithful to God? Yes. And I thank God that even when we do wrong, even when we're imperfected, even when you mess up, come on, David. David messed up, but what did he do? He created Psalms 51. Why? He created it for you. So I don't need you to feel sorry for yourself or beat yourself up or disqualify yourself from the promises of God. If God says it's yours, God says you're his, then you are blessed and you are going forward. You don't get an excuse to sit down and not speak and not share because you think you got that. I do Facebook messages with a headscarf on. If God gives me a word, I get on it and I do it. I obey him. I'm here to teach you to obey God. Stop getting dressed up for people. Stop getting fancy. Stop trying to do all of these accolades and all of these greetings and all of these announcements. Announce what God have said. Stop trying to self-promote yourself, okay? The book that I wrote, Daddy Issues, was what about? It was about me having a hard heart towards God. God wanted me to release that. And I told so much of my business that I wouldn't even want to share with people, right? But guess what? I'm not moving in shame. I don't move in guilt. None of that stuff, because I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. My past is behind me. My life, every horrible thing that happened in it, guess what? It was all for God's glory. So guess what I do? I count it all joy. So today I want to ask you pure truth. Can you count? Can you count? What message, what thing have happened in your life? You understand what I'm saying? That you was looking at it like it was so bad. Let God get the glory out your testimony. So it's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, reminding you to think on great things. Reminding you that we heal the world by healing ourselves. We take a look in the mirror. We ask God. Come on, ask him with me right now. What is on the inside of me that you don't approve of? What do you want to change, God? Help me be great. So it's your girl, Lady Tyler. Great. Again, disciples making disciples. I'm excited. If you are interested in growing a deeper, developing a deeper obedient relationship with Christ, contact me. There's a free discipleship course called Master Life, and I will be sharing also here online. But yes, Holy Hood, y'all know it's really good. Continue operating in your greater. We're gonna continue healing the sick, raising the dead, preaching the gospel, and letting everybody that's outside of the church know that God loves them. Whether they come in the church or not, nothing can separate them from the love of God. So it's your girl, Lady Tyler Great. Continue to be great. I believe in the greater on the inside of you. I'm waiting for you to release your book, your painting, your movie, your show, your clothing, your hat. Don't wait to get it perfect. Just get it done. I remember designing a shirt, cutting out some letters and just putting it on the shirt with a safety pin. And a friend of mine went ahead and printed me a nice shirt the professional way. But it was my act of faith doing it the first way. I wasn't even trying to get it all professional. I just used what I had. And so much creativity is birthed in moments when you don't have the things that you think you need. Come on, be creative. So I release supernatural creativity over you right now. And I release, come on, a holiday spirit that you will begin to celebrate daily. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now. Thank you for revealing the wolves in sheep clothing. Thank you for teaching us even about the double agents, God. And we will be on the lookout for them. But what we will do is we'll do what you said. You said, pray for our enemies. So I thank you, God, that we will discern and we will be smart. We will be wise. We will seek fruit. We will not try to self-promote. We thank you that promotion comes from you. So we love you, Lord. We thank you that you give us strategy. You are our publicist, our marketer, and all of that. And thank you that all will see this earth will have glory because of how you blessed our life. You keep your promises. Thank you for being a way maker, a miracle worker, a promise keeper. I speak to everybody that may feel lonely. I come against the spirit of loneliness. I thank you that they will know they have a friend in you. So I again release supernatural encounters. Thank you for sending people their way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I love y'all. Jesus love you more. It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great. And if you're listening to this message for the first time, thank you. Please subscribe to Anchor FM. Please log on to the website. Shout out to RCR Network, Resilient Christian Radio. And just know, if you are wondering about this Jesus that I am talking about, I don't know him from a book. I know him via personal experience, and he wants to get to know you. All you have to do right now is just open your heart and say, who is this Jesus that she's talking about? And just ask him to reveal himself to you. Many don't believe because he hasn't been revealed. So it is my prayer that the Father will reveal him to you, and that you will receive the gift of eternal life at that revealing. If you've done that right there, or if you've just asked for that revealing, I believe that it's going to take place today, even now. So it's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, believing and welcoming you to the family. Welcome to the kingdom. Check, check, and
the session is done for now. Come back next week for more pure truth. This broadcast is copyrighted by Lady Ty the Great Ministries and the Resilient Christian Radio Network.